rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Spring come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadow put to flight.
Noel. save. Born to raise us from the grave.
Born to raise us from the grave.
Christ the everlasting Lord. He shall reign forever.
Set of scriptures that we'll read this evening really focus on the promise of the Messiah. The Messiah that would come, and we read these passages in the Older Testament of Scripture, and as I read them, listen for the echoes of the Messiah, who is not just the babe in the manger, but he is the victor. He is the conqueror. He is the king who is coming. He is the ruler who will crush the head of sin and Satan. We begin in Genesis 3:15. And I'll put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. We move from there to Genesis 49, verse 8, where Jacob is pronouncing blessings upon his children. And he says, Judah, your brothers will praise you. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's sons will bow down to you. You are a lion's cub, O Judah. You return from the prey, my son. Like a lion, he couches and lies down, like a lioness who dares to rouse him. The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until he comes to whom it belongs, and the obedience of the nations is his. He will tether his donkey to a vine, his colt to the choicest branch. He will wash his garments in wine, his robes in the blood of grapes. His eyes will be darker than wine, his teeth whiter than milk. Again, moving through the Old Testament into Numbers 27, verse 17. Here is Balaam speaking to the king. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel. He will crush the foreheads of Moab, the skulls of the sons of Sheth. There may be a very familiar one in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Listen as we sing now the next set of songs, beginning with Away in the Manger.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hill. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay. Who's by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee there. Savior is born. Christ grace the Savior is born.
These beautiful hymns are not something that arise out of myth or fairy tales, but they're deeply rooted in the historic accounts of the scriptures about the birth of Christ. Let me read a few of those for you this evening. We begin in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 26. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You'll be with child, give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David." Can you hear those echoes of some of those older Testament passages? "He will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be," Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be barren in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left. We pick up another piece of this story in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 22. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of Herod, King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the peoples, chief priests, and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophets have written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through his prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and mourning. Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because there was no more. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who are trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, "He will be called a Nazarene." What a wonderful collection of scriptures that remind us of a promise of a Messiah that would come, a promise fulfilled. And all of the connections about the star and the king and the coming of the Messiah are also so beautifully woven into this passage of scripture. And again, it's not a myth, it's not a fairy tale. This is the truth of God's word, preserved for us, about the Messiah who would come and ultimately give his life for us, that we might have a forever relationship with him. So at this time, we want to do something a little special with the lighting of the room with our candles, and our men are going to come through the aisles and light those candles for you. So if you would get your candle out, that would be great. Make sure the plastic is down far enough so when the candle is lit, it doesn't light the plastic, just the candle. And while they're lighting the candles, we're going to sing again as our worship team leads us.
Would you stand with me? Join me in singing, "O Holy Night." Are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared. The soul felt His word, a thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Our brother.
Father, and in His name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus rings we let all within us praise His holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise His name forever, for His power and glory, yeah, evermore proclaim, for His power and glory, yeah, evermore proclaim. Oh, fall on Your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices tonight, divine, oh, night, when Christ was born.
Messiah born, the light has come. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness does not understand it. From all of us at Creekside Church, we want to wish each of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We trust that this would be the year, this would be the time that your hearts would be going hard after Christ, who is the light of the world, and that you would enjoy Him by loving Him with all your heart, with all your strength, and with all your might, trusting Him, fearing Him, dreading Him, going hard after Him, spending as much time as possible with Him in the coming year. We love you. We thank you for coming, and so glad that we could just have this brief time together as a family. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this, just this brief time we've had together to sing and reflect upon the Scriptures and to hear from you, to be reminded of this promise of a Messiah, and this promise fulfilled, and how you indeed light our darkness through the finished work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you, are dismissed.
Yeah, I heard it.